Next, how did the Buddha overcome the kilesas? So much depends upon that. And there's a lot that could be said here, but I'll have to be brief. As we've seen, there are five principal kilesas: craving, aversion, ignorance, conceit, and distraction. The Buddha overcame each of them. He overcame craving by means of tranquility. He overcame aversion by means of friendliness and compassion. He overcame ignorance by means of wisdom. He overcame conceit by means of selflessness. He overcame distraction by means of awareness or mindfulness. But of course, it was not easy, even for the Buddha, to do this. Tranquility, friendliness and compassion, and so on, do not just appear, not even when one is seated beneath a Bodhi tree. They have to be cultivated. They have to be developed. And they can be developed. Indeed, we may say it's one of the central, one of the principal teachings of Buddhism that they can be developed. It's one of the central teachings of Buddhism that our mental states are in our own power and can be changed. Not only that, Buddhism not only tells us that our defiled mental states can be changed, it not only exhorts us to change them, it actually shows us just how to do this. It gives us specific methods, and these methods are methods of meditation, so to speak. We develop tranquility by means of three contemplations, which are contemplation of the repulsiveness of the physical body — this might surprise some of you — contemplation of death, and contemplation of impermanence. The first of these methods, that is to say, contemplation of the repulsiveness of the physical body, is the most extreme. It generally takes the form of contemplating the 10 stages of progressive decomposition of a corpse. Nowadays you'd have to be a medical student or something of that sort to have access to a corpse, you know, decomposing or otherwise. But this method is usually taught only to those who are psychologically and spiritually mature. The other two methods are less extreme, and they are therefore taught more widely. But whichever method we practice, whether the contemplation of death or the contemplation of impermanence, or even the contemplation of the repulsiveness of the physical body and the 10 stages of the decomposition of the corpse, we do succeed in developing tranquility. And by developing tranquility, we overcome craving. Then we develop friendliness and compassion, and we develop them by means of what we call traditionally metta bhavana, which has already been mentioned today. Metta bhavana, or the cultivation of universal loving kindness. That is to say, just to briefly summarize the practice, by the systematic development of goodwill towards oneself, towards a near and dear friend, towards a neutral person, and then finally towards an enemy and all living beings. Obviously, it's not possible for me to give full details of the practice. If you want to find out more about it, you'll have to go along to one of our centers and join a meditation class. Or else you can read a little book of mine called Human Enlightenment. The metta bhavana is in fact one of the best known and most popular of all Buddhist meditation methods. And by practicing it, we do succeed in developing friendliness and compassion. By developing friendliness and compassion, we overcome aversion. Next, we develop wisdom by means of what is called the contemplation of the 12 or 24 nidanas or links. It's not possible to explain what these are. I've dealt with them at some length in A Survey of Buddhism and the Three Jewels, especially in the latter. But more broadly speaking, we develop wisdom by reflecting on the conditionality of mundane existence, the fact that whatever is of the nature of the mundane, whatever mundane phenomenon arises or comes into existence or arises independence on certain definite causes and conditions. The reflection on the conditionality of mundane existence is also roughly tantamount to reflecting on shunyata, or the voidness. Again, it's not possible for me to go into this. And in these different ways, we develop wisdom. And by developing wisdom, we overcome ignorance. And then again, we develop selflessness by reflection on the six elements. The six elements are earth, water, fire, air, space, and consciousness. In this practice, we reflect that there exists in our own physical body the element earth, in the form of flesh, bone, and so on. And we reflect further that this flesh, bone, this element earth existing in our own physical body does not belong to us. We point to our bodies and say, well, this is me, this is mine. But no, it doesn't belong to us. The earth element present in our physical bodies, in the form of flesh, in the form of bone, has been borrowed, literally borrowed, from the earth element in the universe. And one day we shall have to give it back. If you see a corpse, even the corpse of a little bird in the process of decomposition, you can actually see this happening. Especially if the little bird is lying, you know, on the ground, on the earth. You see it. The flesh and the bone that originally belongs to the so-called bird returning to the soil, returning to the earth, returning to the earth element in the universe from which it came. So, one day, we shall have to give it back. In the same way. So we should not be attached to it. We should not identify with it, saying, well, this is me, this is mine, this body belongs to me. And we reflect in this way with regard to all the six elements. And in this way, very briefly indeed, the practice takes at least an hour to go through, we develop selflessness. And by developing selflessness, we overcome conceit. And finally, we develop mindfulness or awareness by means of anapanasati, or recollection of in and out breathing. Here, we simply watch our breath. We just watch, without interfering with the breath in any way. We watch the breath, the in and out breathing, in four different ways. Once again, it's not possible for me to give full details of the practice. If you want to find out more, you'll have to join a meditation class. Like the Metta Bhavana, the Anapanasati is one of the best known and most popular of all Buddhist meditation practices, and both of these, the Metta Bhavana and the Anapanasati, are taught at all FWBO centers throughout the world. By practicing the Anapanasati, we develop mindfulness or awareness. And by developing mindfulness or awareness, we overcome distraction, overcome the wandering mind. Thus, the five principal kilesas, the five principal defilements, are overcome by the five main methods of meditation. And this is how the Buddha overcame them. He overcame craving by means of tranquility, overcame aversion by means of friendliness and compassion. He overcame ignorance by means of wisdom. He overcame conceit by means of selflessness. And he overcame distraction by means of mindfulness or awareness. And in this way, the Buddha overcame Kilesa Mara.